This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, we are getting, I think we're getting Paul Hall on the line from Common Guy Films to talk a little entertainment news this afternoon. Jane, if I'm not mistaken, last week you recommended a show to me called Hostage.
Yes.
I liked it.
I'll
watch it. It's only five episodes.
Yep.
Julie Delpy is in it. It's set in London where the Prime Minister and the... Is Julie Delpy the Prime Minister of ambassador from the French ambassador to the UK? Right, that's the character she plays.
No, and plays the actual Prime Minister of France.
But she's But she's hanging. The reason it's all set in London is because she's at the ambassador's residence. Maybe that's where I was confused. Anyway, I thought it was pretty good, and it was only five episodes, so
yeah,
it was
like
compelling.
That.
I kind of knocked that one down relatively quickly. Paul, how are you this afternoon?
You know, I'm all right. I had to clue Ethan in that, you know, the other thing about liquid paper, of course, was the fact that that was the thing that we used to sniff when we were in high school and college just to get that smell.
Probably
Come
is.
On, let's be honest.
It's one of those things. One of those things that I guess people did. Yeah, I don't remember really getting high off liquid paper, though.
No, not get high off it. It was one of those things.
Just like the copy machines in the 1970s?
You got it.
Yeah the mimeograph.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Mimeograph.
That
yeah.
was a good smell.
What do you want to start with here?
We got to go to the theaters for The Long Walk.
We also have to go to see if I have a cut on that, because I don't think I do. But let's talk about it anyway. Tell me about it.
Well, it's the it's a film I was looking forward to a bit. I've seen the trailers for it from the guy who gave us The Hunger Games, based on a novel by Stephen King. It's it's a tale that's in this dystopian future that is quite interesting, I will say. Given the events of this week, this one might have been better off to be postponed, because it is kind of aggressively violent the way it is. Basically, a bunch of kids from all over the country, required or not, will go ahead and put their application in to take a long walk. And 50 kids get selected, and they have to keep walking. There's no finish line. The person who makes it to the finish wins, gets untold riches and a wish. Everybody else, not so much. And the only way you can win is by eliminating the opponents. The key is you got to stay above 3.0 miles per hour throughout the walk. So if you fall below it, you get one warning, you get a second warning, and the third warning, well, you can imagine what comes after the third warning.
I've seen a little of the marketing for this, and I just don't, to your point about maybe, you know, certainly delaying it this week, did you see this one?
I did.
Okay,
I did.
Because it just sounds ridiculous.
It's not. It's a story that's deeper about friendship. It kind of reminded me a bit of The Hunger Games. You could feel that feel in this, where everybody is for themselves, but not. Some people develop friendships that they never expected to develop in a competition where it's basically you or them. The problem with it is just the downright way that people get eliminated from the competition. And again, if you've seen the events of this week, you know.
Well, they're getting shot. I mean, they showed it. It's not a spoiler because they're showing it in the commercial and the advertising for this, that they're just plucking kids off, right?
Yeah. And basically, they go right up to them and pop them right in the head, in the throat, in the everywhere that you can imagine along the way. The story is something I liked. I felt real uneasy watching this earlier this week, and it just didn't work for me from that standpoint. It's a good movie, just not for everybody. And if you are all triggered by what went on this week, I would recommend you wait.
Yeah, best to avoid.
Does it seem like to you, Paul, that we're getting an inordinate number of horror films, dystopia?
Well, we're coming up on Halloween, you know? Right now is one of those periods of time where you're going to get a lot of them. This one was loaded with, for instance, trailers for some of the stuff coming over the next couple months. And this isn't necessarily as overtly gruesome as some of the others, though it is gruesome at times. Some of the others coming down the pike in the next couple months. And I do like a good horror movie. I like to be scared. I like to have something that gets under my skin. Sometimes you get a little too close to home. And that's the part that I think gives you those weird kind of creeps that you don't necessarily want.
All right, so
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, on the streaming front, I'm so ready to press go on this. I have not yet done it with the Charlie Sheen documentary.
Shame is suffocating. I lit the fuse, you know, and my life turns into everything it wasn't supposed to be. There's only one person alive that has the answers to so many people's questions about me.
As a radio talk show host, Charlie Sheen, I must really kind of thank him for all of the material whenever this time period was when he was losing his absolute mind and going crazy, but it was countlessly entertaining for the rest of us, even though I think in the end it was rather sad. But now we have all this in documentary form with a lot of people featured here, not his dad, not his brother, I guess Martin Sheen and Emilio not in this, but a lot of other people are, including Heidi Fleiss, I believe, right?
Yes, Heidi Fleiss does show up in this one, as well as people that you didn't know he kind of grew up with, for a lack of a better word. They shot Super 8 films with people like, Sean Penn, who gets a lot of talking in the beginning about their friendship. Who else, Mark?
No, that's what I said. You said Sean Penn, I remembered that Sean Penn is featured in this. I'd read about that.
Is Denise Richards
Penn? Yep, Denise Richards gets a play. Heidi Fleiss, of course, shows up, gives her part of her story. This tells a story, and it's great from even a film perspective to go back and see some of the early work. Some early work of a low-budget horror movie that he started with that he has an expletive for his what he called it. He talks about early on he was allegedly offered the role in Karate Kid. It would have been him instead of Ralph Macchio, but he turned it down because Dad said, go do this other project that you gave your word to and you need to hold to your word. That project, of course, was the one he had the expletive about. It was pretty much crap. It was a sequel to something that I never heard of, and I heard of a lot of things.
A lot of times, when you hear casting decisions like that, you're like, ooh, man, I don't think I could have actually seen Charlie Sheen in that role.
I actually could, too.
This was when he was really young. He would have fit there. Would he have developed a different career, a different trajectory? I don't know. But it deals with a lot of his partying. He kind of breaks it up into his partying, his rehabs, So you get a little bit of everything along the way. He's very honest, and he's very straightforward, and that's nice to see. I just love watching the old stuff and going back through his filmography, even just looking at the things that he's done over the years. I mean, for me, it was always Wild Thing from Major League.
Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Wild Thing is iconic.
And you forget about Wall Street, though. That is a damn good movie.
He was incredible
right.
in Wall Street.
Yes.
So was John Cryer. I have this quote that I screen captured the other day. John Cryer is in this, right?
Yeah, he is.
Okay,
he used to talk about the ups and downs, and of course, that series blew apart.
Right. So he said this was, I follow Variety on the X formerly Twitter,
and they
did a story, and he said, I worked with Charlie Sheen for 8 years on 2.5 Men. If you wonder what it's like to work with Charlie Sheen for 8 years, when I started, I had hair. I had some trepidation about participating in this, partially because part of the cycle of Charlie Sheen's life has been that he messes up terribly, he hits rock bottom, and then he gets things going again and again. And he brings a lot of positivity in his life, and that's when he burns himself out again. He just can't help but set that house on fire, and I didn't want to be a part of that cycle. I'm not here to build him up. I'm not here to tear him down, but I sure hope this doesn't go bad. So I want to watch it. I'm fascinated. You know, he was an important part of the pop culture. He did some,
sure.
you know, pretty impressive things on screen. He did a lot of embarrassing things in his real life. And he's in this show. You know, I guess he had... Is Chuck Lorre interviewed for this?
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay,
now
so
that,
you know,
now you say that
he had a falling out with Chuck Lorre, the whole 2.5 Men thing.
Yeah.
But there's a show that is called Bookie, which is on HBO, and he's got a good part, and that's a Chuck Lorre show. He's got a good part. He plays himself. So not too far off
easy.
The mark, right? Anything else you have for us, streaming or otherwise, as we head into the weekend?
Well, let's just mention some other things in theaters that I didn't have a chance to see yet. This is Spinal Tap 2. If you wanted to go back and see Spinal Tap now, 15 years later, it's there. It's only about an hour and a half, quick one. And we talked to anniversaries a little bit, Mark. There are two anniversary editions floating around theaters as of this weekend. Toy Story's 30th, which is going to give you a take back to 30 years ago, Toy Story and all the glory
That's
on
amazing.
The big screen. So take your kids to
years.
That.
I can't
if you
believe
wanna
it's
go
30
a little
years
older,
either.
Go 60 years older, and you get The Sound of Music. In theaters, all 3 hours of it, you will take, so mom and dad can go, grandma and grandpa can go, the kids can go, you can all go see something else, and
I'm going.
That is not,
that was very
that not
judgy,
my
Mark.
Thing.
Totally.
Oh, Sue knows I'm judgy on this one. She was prepared for it. I
love it. I'll go. I'm excited about that.
I think it's sweet.
Yeah. If you have a... If you're trying to extract information from someone you want to torture them, take them to that for a few hours.
Ugh.
I think you'll be fine. You'll get the information.
Who hurt you?
Yeah, that's a good question, Jane. Very good.
Hills are alive.
I'm trying to think of what else. What are you watching, Jane, right now?
What am I? Oh, I did finish Billy Joel.
Phenomenal. So good.
Yeah. Darn it.
I actually liked him so much more after.
Yes.
I wasn't anti, but I got... I felt
Same.
Like you got to know him more as a human.
I agree. And he's very humble.
He's very humble.
And it is extremely appealing.
It is. He is appealing.
So talented, humble. I mean, the whole thing is fantastic. And he gets hurt, so you feel like, oh, he's a normal person.
Right.
I don't know. It was really,
it wasn't all
really
a game.
I love the first part. And I loved it so much. I'm really looking for a period of time where I can just get in my basement and watch it. And I haven't done that
yet. I couldn't stop. Like, I went straight through.
That's good. That's good
to
hear.
One
thing
through.
I would recommend, and this is just based on one episode. I think you might have mentioned it last week. It's called Task. It's with Mark Ruffalo. Mm-hmm. He plays an FBI agent in Philadelphia. Again, these characters are, I mentioned this because when I was going through the mental health crisis, I binged a lot of TV. And every show has the character that is either an alcoholic or he's depressed or he's got dark things. And that's certainly the case with Mark Ruffalo. But I liked what I saw in episode one. I can't remember where that's streaming. Is that a Max? I think that's HBO Max,
yeah,
right?
I really want to see
it. And they are, you know, releasing that weekly, but I thought it was pretty good. I'm not exactly sure where this one's going to take us, but I'm a fan despite of his... This is where you got to separate the politics, because Mark Ruffalo's politics are about as opposite from me as you can find, but I've always liked him as an actor. He's a Wisconsin guy, isn't he? He's from Kenosha, right, Paul?
Yeah, he's from Kenosha. He comes back all the time. He's back up in Wisconsin a number of times every year. Definitely, I have friends who knew him and say good things about him again, regardless of what he may have a stance on everything else in the world.
He's kind of out there on the fringes of a lot of stuff. But I am a fan of his. Anything else? By the way, I would go back to, in this, I just looked it up because it was 25 years ago. You remember this, Paul. You Can Count on Me with Laura Linney and Matthew Broderick. That is such, and that was essentially his debut, I think, to a certain extent. But that is a great, great movie. One to be checked out for sure. All right, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleComicGuy.com, and I leave you with this. In that original Charlie Sheen movie he did, it was kind of weird, a one-seener in the beginning. Also, George Clooney and Laura Dern.
Oh, love that.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
You'll see it. You'll see it in the documentary.
We'll talk next Friday.
Take care.
All right, we'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.